Hi everybody, this is Tracy, and today, as normal, I just like opened the kitchen cabinet. We're here in the kitchen right now, and I pulled out a bowl, and I said to myself, I love my bowl. This makes me so happy. And the reason I love my bowl is because it's my bowl. It's not my ex-married bowl. And it occurred to me that there are stages of recovery and attachment to stuff. So as we go through the recovery process, it's important to know that, you know, having things that are related to our ex can be a double-edged sword in very many ways. So if you are still in the very early stages, fresh out of the oven, I call it, where you're deer in the headlights and you have great fears, you might not even actually accept the fact that your relationship is over. So there's that factor. And so why would you get rid of your bowls if they might come back? And then there's another attachment that goes on to it that is if you can't get rid of it. So you're in that very beginning stage and you're angry and you're really pissed off and you want to get rid of it, but you're stuck with it. So that's another stage, because now you've got the desire to get rid of it, but you don't have the means. Fears can also drive us to hold on to things that were theirs. Fear of, will I ever be able to buy new sheets? And then, you know, the feeling of sleeping in the sheets every single night for the next 5 years till you break down and get the new sheets is going to remind you. And slowly over time, that pain and the attachment to those sheets or those towels or those dishes are going to slowly begin to fade. And you're going to get to a point where the attachment to things are going to be mixed with a new excitement for life, a new venture to build your house the way you want it, find the things that you want to have, and get rid of those other things because you're not as fearful. That fear of, will I ever be able to have another set of dishes or sheets? First of all, that's negative thinking, and we're probably sort of manifesting that in some ways. But when we remove the attachment from things, it's easier for us to move on. And when you take control and you have something that's yours versus that other life, then you sort of morph into that other life. So the stages are going to be where you're, you know, out of the oven. You either can get rid of it and you do, or you can't get rid of it and you're stuck with it. The next stage is where you still are wondering, do I still love them? Are they coming back? When you've gone into that stage, you're holding on to things and it's holding you attached to that person, if you would. The last stage is when you are free and you realize that I get to make my own decisions now. I get to pick my bowls and live my life eating cereal from a bowl that I can microwave or whatever it is. Change your life. And it's all normal to have these attachments to things, memories. It's perfectly normal. But one day, you want the goal to be that you take control and you either remove the attachment, because there's plenty of things. I'm looking in the mirror and all those spoons and forks are his, but you know what? There's no attachment. There's absolutely, I don't look at that, you know, whisk back there and go, oh no, it's his whisk. I'm not emotional like that over the whisk after this much time. But if you are, then slowly try to replace some of those things that bring back the memories. If you've got, you know, photo albums out, put them away for now. Try to give yourself that sort of peace so that you aren't looking at the familiar things. I went to a thrift store and bought all my new Pottery Barn plates, and it was really fun to do that. So you don't have to spend a lot of money if you're, you know, more financially ruined in some sort of fashion, but slowly over time, you will take back your possessions, you will take back memories, you will take back your own home and replace it with things that make you happy. So don't be worried if you are attached to these things. Your goal will be that someday they don't have as much attachment, they don't have as much pain. For those of you who are watching me for a long time, I am very much into energy clearings and things like that. This is all new since my divorce, so it's kind of like new agey, get rid of the bad energy. I believe that there's bad energy in things, and if you have something like a bowl, like a ring, that you want to get rid of the energy on, you could put it in a bowl with some salt and let it sit there for a while, and it takes away the bad energy. That certainly helps. So whatever you're doing, just know that you're going to have attachments to stuff. Perfectly normal, and you will get over it, and your life will be different, and you will get your own new set of bowls one day. This is Tracy. That's all I've got. Attachments to stuff 101. Thanks.